Good evening, supporters of the Veg Grower podcast. Hope you are well and welcome to the latest episode of the Supporters Club podcast. Hope you are well and you are having a great week. I've got to admit, this week, time just seems to be flying by. It's Thursday, soon the weekend. But I've got to admit, I am finding by doing a bit of work in the morning, a bit of work in the evening, that come the weekend, I'm pretty much on top of things. It's a really good feeling. Now, I know I'm quite lucky in some regards that I am able to do that every day. I have one of my listeners who is a member of a supporters club who is a lorry driver and therefore isn't able to work in her garden every day. She knows who she is. She's probably grinning to herself as she hears me talk about this. But this is something that I often come across. And I've been thinking about this quite a bit lately because I'm doing this talk at Gardeners World Autumn Fair on the 3rd of September, the Sunday, I think it is. I'm still preparing the talk. May still not go ahead, but it's pretty likely that it's going ahead. But the title of the talk is all about turning your garden into a lean, mean food producer machine. And my thoughts are how can we encourage everyone to grow their own food, as always? A lot of people here are going to already, because it's a grow your own stage, a lot of people watching this talk are already going to be in that frame of mind. So I've just got to come up with additional ways. And this is where I love when I hear from you guys with all your different methods and different techniques and different ways that I can try and think about to encourage many other people. Again, it's going to be very much this is what I do. But, feedback like that is really, really good. Now, as I said, this week I've been down the allotment pretty much every evening, just getting on top of the weeds, which, yeah, we're doing really well with the weeds. I've dug out some compost and mulched a bed with compost because I met really good compost as well. It's becoming apparent just how much compost I need to produce. I don't know how we're going to produce enough, but it's becoming apparent. And as always, I'm thinking about the changes that we're going to be doing over the winter. Now, these changes on the allotment. The allotment I'm pretty happy with. I want to move the shed and move a couple of trees that I'm going to be doing over the winter. But in terms of actual building, I'm pretty happy with what I've got. It's just going to be a case over the winter. All I'm really going to be doing is doing a bit of tidying and mulching beds and what have you. So on the allotment, I don't have to think so much about what I'm going to be doing over the winter. Now, I always think this is a good time to start thinking ahead. I know this is July, probably not even thinking of winter, but I always feel this is a good time to start thinking about what we might do differently. Winter, for me, is a good time to do a lot of the infrastructure jobs, as I call them, things like building the beds and planning pathways and what have you. And I just find that sitting around now with a notepad and paper and thinking about what's working and what's not working does make a difference. Now, one example would be the home plot, my back garden. The front garden, I've got to say, I'm very happy with the front garden, apart from needing bigger pots and needing to clear away a few weeds and what have you. So the front garden is pretty happy with. But the rear garden, now I've got the four large beds, which I'm happy with those. They are probably a bit too big, and I've taken up a little bit more of the garden, or the lawn, I should say, this year with two beds. Now, one of these is the straw bale garden, and the other is just cardboard on top of grass and then compost on top of that. And what I'm thinking of is basically making wooden-sided beds. I find the cardboard on top of the grass just doesn't work for me very well. I prefer to build wooden-sided beds. So what I'm thinking is doing, instead of having them the 2.4 metres long by 1.5 metres wide, thinking of going smaller and making them something like 1 metre by 1 metre and having several of those just in front of the raspberries that we have here. Maybe six of these beds. One of those might be for Roxy to go digging in, to be fair, as well, just to give her a bit of a chance to have her own space, shall we say. I just think that by thinking ahead, I can start thinking about the price of wood. I was thinking about making these actually out of sleepers, railway sleepers, just because I like the look of railway sleepers, and I think they would look quite attractive. I feel the home garden, my home garden has often been described as somewhere that is very practical. It's for growing food. But I want it to look amazing as well now. So I'm thinking the railway sleepers, we make some 1 meter by 1 meter beds. We'll fill those up with compost. And there we go. Beds are built, as easy as that. I'm thinking that the 4 larger beds will stay for the next year anyway, but I might just move them away from the fence. Might not, might. We'll think about that. Give that some thought. Yeah, I'll give it some thought. It's always hard to know what to do for the best, as you can imagine. So apart from that, there's not, there is one other thing that I do sort of want to do over the winter, and this is all down to what I found with sowing seeds this year. As you know, I've got rid of some of my sheds that I would start growing seeds in, and I did it all in a greenhouse or on the kitchen windowsill. The kitchen windowsill, unfortunately, just doesn't work, so we might put a shelf up in the kitchen with grow lights in order to start some seedlings off. But I'm thinking in front of my greenhouse here at home, I might make like a wooden decking patio area with some cold frames towards the back and maybe even some at the front, and just turn that into somewhere that I can keep a lot of young seedlings in the same area, making it easy to look after them and make it easy to really take just having everything in one place, if you like, make it easy to bring on those seedlings, grow them up, give them protection, maybe even set up a proper watering system. You know, lots of plans is what I'm saying. And now is the time that I want to sit down and just work these out, work out what materials I'm going to need to buy, how much it's going to cost, and a plan of action. And this is what I mean by now is a good time to sit down and do this. Now, usually on a Thursday, I would, of course, be talking about one of the seeds that we have sown, but we've only got 2 varieties left to sow. And I have just figured that I'm going to hold off this week. We'll do one on Sunday, probably do the turnip. I think we've got left the turnip or the mustard, I think it is. We will hold off for those until Sunday, one of those, and then the same next week, probably do it on Thursday and Sunday and not. Just because I want to stretch out the content and it works a bit better with the advertising. On that note, I have been asked to, well, actually, no, I haven't been asked. I was talking to Lee, the Skinny Jean Gardener, the other day. Now, the end of August, beginning of September, it's last day of August, 30th or 31st, can't remember which is the last day, the 1st and the 2nd. He is doing a stage tour. The first one is near King's Lynn. I forget the name of a town. The second one is in Ipswich, or is it Norwich? I'm really bad at this, aren't I? Get the idea. And the third one, I know the third one, is in Colchester. And it's a kids' gardening stage tour. You can get tickets for free just by heading to theskinnygenegardener.co.uk. And I'm actually going to be there helping him behind the scenes, but that's not a reason to go. Obviously, this is a free from sponsored by Angling Water. Ideally, if you've got kids, it's going to be well worth popping up and having a look. It gives you a few ideas of what you want to do with the kids over the summer holidays. This is something I have absolutely no experience of, but might be worth just checking it out. I will add a link in the email and show notes if you are interested in that. Now, this brings me up to my normal thing that I discuss on a Thursday. We're 9.5 minutes already, so we're doing well. Thursdays, obviously, I usually like to share with you what my plans are for the weekend. And I believe Saturday we're going to be getting some rain. So we were planning to do a car boot, and that may not happen because it's going to be raining. So instead, if it's not raining, I will try and do some stuff here at home. My garden is just looking a little bit messy at the moment. I've been saying this for a while. I haven't cut the grass for quite a while. So things like cutting the grass, just tidying up the edges, or pulling out a few weeds. The herb garden particularly needs a bit of sorting out and tidying up. And other than just sowing a few seeds and planting out seeds, I cannot think of anything else that I'm going to be doing here at home. If it is raining too hard, then it may be a case again, once more in the sheds, to do a bit of tidying up. Now, on the allotment, there's very little I need to do on the allotment. The garlic is up. We might get our onions up because they are starting to look like they need to come up. We've still harvesting the potatoes, the first early potatoes, that is. We're going to move on to our second earlies, so I probably have to get some of those first earlies up as well. Lots of harvesting going on at the moment. Now, I've actually been clearing away the top half of a plot where I lean onto my neighbours, basically. Their plot, my neighbour's plot, has got so overgrown that I've just hacked down some of their weeds to stop them coming into mine. Now, I might mulch that area with some of the wood chip that we have as well in order to keep things flowing. So, yeah, that's bulk of it at the moment is cutting grass, mulching, watering. Although if it rains, don't need to do much watering. Harvesting. In terms of harvesting, we're actually getting some lovely blackberries, some beautiful currants, you know, so many fruits, soft fruits, potatoes, beans, courgettes, loads of courgettes, cucumbers, lots of food just coming in, which is absolutely fantastic and really does make me feel very, very happy. So that's my plans for this weekend. Let me know if you've got any plans or any big projects that you're doing this weekend as well. Always good to find out a bit more about what you guys are doing. Right, guys, I will speak to you again on Sunday. Until then, please take care.